Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now McFly have just arrived in the building, right? Now we've asked them, let's check. Hi, boys. No, they can't hear anything. They're in the live lounge bit at the moment. So they can't hear us, but we've got a little bit of a plan. Mm. Now, do you remember last time, Laura, you totally freaked Danny from the band out? I'll remind you of how that went.
What do you think that our children would look like?
Our children?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
Oh, God. Oh. Still makes me cringe.
He's my favourite.
I know. Now, you freaked him out a lot last time. I'd like to up the game now, if we possibly can, okay?
Okay.
How far would you go if I gave you money?
What kind of a lady do you think I am?
Yeah, I think there's a name for ladies like you. Right, okay. How much if, during the interview, right, you touch his leg? During the interview when we're having a chat.
Curly whirly. I'd do it for a curly whirly.
Right, so seriously, you don't even want money?
No. Chocolate.
Okay, so chocolate for the touch of the leg. What about, would you like kiss his neck during the interview? How much?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Right, if you say this now, you're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be in the hundreds. Okay, so I'm 50p. I'm 50p and a curly whirly down so far. No, you won't kiss him on the neck when it actually comes to it, will you?
He's got a nice neck.
Will you?
Yeah.
Right, okay, they're not listening. They're still not listening. Okay, what about holding hands with him all the way through the interview? All the way through?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, how much do you want?
£1.
Right, so £1.
I'd put your prices up, to be honest.
Do you want to go? Shall I practice with you and you can pay me more?
No.
I'll kiss your neck.
No,
okay.
Go
right. During the interview with McFly, a love bite on Danny's neck. How much?
I don't really think my boyfriend would like that too much.
How much?
Okay. £5.
Right, so £6.50 in a curly whirly, and you're going to do all that in the next 10 minutes.
You've done well, though.
I think I've done very well. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, Holloway's and Kelly Clarkson coming up. Bit of innuendo bingo, which quite a few people have spotted coming up from BBC One this morning. First, let's turn our attentions to BBC Radio Newcastle. Now, this is something I reckon we should do a bit more often. They had a real life stripper in the studio the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's some stripping exhibition going on or something. Here it is.
We have a stripper in the studio with us. And the reason is, there's a school being set up, the first stripper school opening in the UK. What sort of things do you teach? Surely there can't be much to taking your clothes off, can there?
No, there's not actually a lot to taking your clothes off, but
what does it take, then? I mean,
basically, it takes a lot of balls.
A lot of balls?
Cool.
Oh, he's no ordinary stripper, is he?
It's me ruled out.
Wow, some kind of freak show.
No, there's not actually a lot to taking your clothes off, but
what does it take, then? I mean,
basically, it takes a lot of balls.
Does he juggle and strip?
I have no idea. Right, now, this one's from BBC Breakfast on BBC One today. Laura thinks this is one of the funniest things that she's ever heard. I don't get it. Let's see if you laugh.
And recently we've had some nice cold nights, which has really brought on the colour, and we've got some superb colour in these coxes.
I don't get it.
We've got some superb colour in these coxes.
I was talking about apples, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's funny about that? Anyway, it continues.
When you bite into it, you get this burst of juice and then an explosion of flavour.
OK, well, I'll look forward to tasting some a little bit later on. Andrew, thank you very much indeed.
I don't get it.
When you bite into it, you get this burst of juice and then an explosion of flavour.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, it's 4:45 and Actual McFly here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You all right?
We're very good, how are you?
All right, I haven't seen you for a while. I think the last time was in that school that we played in Somerset quite a while ago.
Yeah.
Right, what have you been doing since then?
I know, it was when we were on the lottery with you.
When you pressed the button, you got really excited.
I was very nervous about that.
You were just faking it. You were watching the balls go around. Right, so we're a bit late with this. You've got a new single, which we need to we need to play now.
Play it?
Yeah, because all the fans like, you said you play it at 4:40, so where is it? So play it. Now, this is from a greatest hits which you've got coming out, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. Have you done enough to have greatest hits? Or?
More than enough.
Well, we've done three albums.
I'm getting molested here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Danny. It's just
not really nice.
I can't even look that way.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just going to look at you if that's all right.
I'm getting embarrassed here.
Yeah,
not the only one.
thing is, Danny, I need to explain something. You're on Laura's list. You know when you've got like a partner and you say, right, if you ever met Jennifer Aniston, you're allowed. If I ever meet, you know, like Orlando Bloom, I'm allowed. Right, her boyfriend is a little bit worried because you're on her list and he doesn't like it because he thinks there might be a possibility. So would you like to reassure him at all now on national radio that, like, is there anything he should be worried about?
Oh,
right, I feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so that was Heart Never Lies, new from McFly on Radio 1. Now, you've got your greatest hits coming out on November the 5th, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And that, if I'm being honest, does sound like one of those kind of classic "we're splitting up" kind of songs. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little bit more down tempo.
You've sussed this out,
right? Okay, are you?
Not really.
Right, we came up with this idea earlier, right? Amazing publicity for your single. I know they normally go to number one anyway, but if people think this is your last single, right?
Mm.
Imagine by the time you walk out of Radio One, the world's press will be on our doorstep. We'll all be in the papers tomorrow. What do you think, Chopper?
Is that all you want to be in the papers?
No, I want them to be. I just want them to say.
Back to Hell's Kitchen tonight so you can be on telly again.
Go on, just say it. Say, yeah, we're splitting up now.
Yeah, it's over.
Okay.
Finished.
All right.
No, not really.
Oh,
that's just what they tell you, Harry, to get rid of you.
Cheers,
Chappie. We don't need the drummer anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that, drums. Now, we're asking people about this yesterday. Have you seen the Britney performance at the VMAs?
We've just watched it now on YouTube.
Okay,
it's actually on in front of us now.
What are your thoughts?
It's funny.
Funny how?
I think it's sad.
Why?
Because she was awesome at one point, and now it's just a bit lame.
She's lame. Britney is lame.
Unprofessional, I'd say.
You think she could have tried harder?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just that it looks like she can't be bothered to be there.
Yeah.
Maybe she's tired.
Do you think?
She looks a bit tired, yeah.
Doing a lot of work lately. Now, can I ask another thing? What's all this about you and Harry Potter having some kind of feud? What's all this about?
No, I don't think that's true.
Right. No. Okay,
we're good mates.
Right, listen, actor Daniel Radcliffe has denied claims that his mum is involved in a feud with British pop stars McFly. Radcliffe was said to have ignited the feud when he admitted he was not a fan of the group's music. McFly hit back at the comment, saying, "He's got a lot to learn about music. He's about 11.
Great. No, what happened was he was in a magazine and he said, "Oh, I don't know why everyone's into McFly, they suck," or whatever, I think that was Dougie's comeback, wasn't it?
Yeah, I said,
well, he's like 11.
Yeah, you were about 11 when you said that as well.
But he's I think we're doing something with him soon, so we better make up.
Yeah, we're seeing,
because we'll be
Saturday,
really awkward when we see him. Yeah. We say all that stuff in the press, but when we actually meet people,
we'll make up for him.
We will. We'll make out.
Do it
make
now.
Up.
Just say,
"You'll make out with him."
Yeah, we'll make out. Hopefully, he's
just,
pretty hot.
Just say, "I'm really sorry, Daniel. I mean, for all the feud that we didn't have." Also, the next bit is amazing. The Harry Potter star was reported to have been so upset he enlisted the help of his mum. He thought you were so double-hard,
Tom,
that he had to get his mum to sort it out.
Can you clarify that? Because you said something about that the other day.
I don't know.
Apparently, that is true.
I don't know.
What, he got his mum involved?
Apparently, she rung up and was like, "Can you stop?" But honestly, we've got no problem.
That might not be true.
Oh, that sounds really harsh. That sounds really harsh. We've got no problem with him or his mum.
I really like Harry Potter.
Hello. Hi, it's Harry Potter's mum here. Could you tell those McFly people to stop being so horrible to my son? Thank you.
No, that's mean. That's mean. We've no problem.
It's going to be so embarrassing. We're doing a TV show with them at the weekend. When we see him, we're going to run away.
Yeah, Tom's a big Harry Potter fan anyway, so.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, I am.
Why would you do that?
He's a big Daniel Radcliffe fan, not Harry Potter.
Oh,
fan,
I see. Sorry. Yeah,
that's right.
No, we have a whole thing about Harry Potter.
Yeah, what's we that? Hate it. They hate us.
Yeah,
that kind of sums up, doesn't yeah. it?
Don't push it too far. The mum will get involved.
Yeah,
it gets nasty.
And he's a wizard. You need to watch yourself.
Think about it.
Now, if you were to have a feud, who would it be with? Because I recently had a feud with 50 Cent. Do you remember that? Well, it was short-lived. It was like about 15 minutes, but then I decided
That's
to leave
quite a
it.
Risky one.
Yeah, I left it after a while, because I thought, to be honest...
You were more comfortable when you were having a feud with the drummer from the Magic Numbers, weren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Didn't we have one with... Rodney from Only Fools and Horses
yes,
for a while.
Yes, she did as well.
I felt a bit safer with that one. 50 Cent, I'm all right, thanks. Didn't you have some kind of feud with Lindsay Lohan?
No.
Nah.
Right, okay.
No.
Right.
No.
But, right, okay, no. she is my favourite actress, as is Laura. So, I mean, as purely out of respect for Lindsay, do you still have her phone number, any of you, so we could phone her live on air right now?
I don't.
No?
Got her email.
Have you? Okay.
LindsayLawn@hotmail.com.
I'll be sure to send her a message later.
You will, though, won't you? Just on the off chance.
Yeah. I know it might will. Be. It might get returned to sender, but you never know. Who are the most famous people you have in your phone right now?
Danny. I've got Danny.
Yeah.
I don't have
Chappers. I've got Chappers. I've got your number.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. What? Yeah. The Chappers off Radio 1?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. You're not trying to tell me that at all, are you? You must have someone kind of good and famous in your... In
That's
your...
Danny. Danny's oh,
Danny, go on.
I don't know. I don't know.
Get your phone out.
Yeah, get your phone out now.
We've got Daltrey's. Roger Daltrey.
Right.
That's cool.
Okay, that's quite cool.
That's it, really.
That's it.
Yeah. Shane Ritchie.
I like the way you call him Daltrey, like...
yeah.
I like that. Daltrey. Like he's your best mate.
I've got Daltrey. Shane Ritchie, that's impressive as well. Yeah. Now, we were doing this last week. One more thing before you go. We were having this thing about how certain musical instruments make you kind of more attractive to other people than... Mm. Okay, so for instance, right, the drums.
Yeah.
Not particularly these drums, but... Funky. But
just in case you don't know what drums sound like.
No, but these are slightly rubbish drums, aren't they? And we were saying, weren't we, that like...
A lot of people text in who were drummers saying they got a lot of action just by playing the drums.
Yeah. More than, let's say, if you played the banjo. Bass guitar, I bet they get a lot of action.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
Well, someone that plays the recorder, maybe not so much. It's not as hot, is it?
No.
Hello, I play the bagpipes. Fancy coming back to mine?
That was his Scottish voice, by the way.
So, as the drummer, do you get more attention than the others?
No, I'm afraid not.
Right.
I'd say about joint third with Tom. I'd say Danny and Dougie get the most, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Bass did sound pretty hot.
Bass, yeah. Guitarists, generally, I think, get it a lot. Drummers do get it, and also lead singers do as well. So we found all this out last week. People that play the bassoon, not so much. It's not as attractive. Right, listen, thank you for coming in and bringing your new single in, like hand-delivering it to us.
No worries, thanks.
A lot of people are liking it. Good to see you. I'll speak to you soon.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Well, that was one of the most embarrassing interviews I've ever done at Radio 1, and believe me, I've done some embarrassing interviews in my time.
I don't think you were that bad.
No, not me. Just you. I couldn't actually look when you were like trying to get it on with Danny.
I had to look at you for the whole time.
Were you really, really, really embarrassed? I couldn't actually look.
Oh my god!
Horrible.
Fair play to you though, love. You kept your word pretty much. So what do we say for? It was if you touched his leg.
Yeah.
I had to give you a curly whirly.
Yes.
Wow, the stakes are high.
Check. I did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right. Someone just texted in saying, if I was Laura's boyfriend, I'd be going out to get some curly whirlies right now. a kiss.
Yeah.
Was it 50p a kiss?
Times 5.
Right, so that's...
Go on then.
£2.50.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Excellent.
Hello, I'm Carol.
Yeah.
And love bite. Now, that was a fiver.
I didn't do that.
Right.
Because he was a bit scared by that point.
He wouldn't keep still long enough, would he, really?
I did try and
I liked
really
it that he
crane
was
my neck in.
He was signalling to the others, like, look, what's going on here, look. So I owe you £2.50.
Do you know what? You can have that, because I'd have done it for free.
No, there you are.
I'm always a man pays
of
his debts.
Man of my word. There you are.
You need to get the curly whirly.
Now, we did actually film all that embarrassment, and you will be able to see it quite soon at Radio 1 Online. It's honestly worse than the interview she did, which was awkward, let's face it, about a year ago. But now you can actually see it. It's 100 times worse. So we'll put that online as soon as we can, with Laura trying to cop off with Danny during a live studio interview on Radio 1. See, if we're dumbing down at all, let us know.
Yeah.
That'll be up soon at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so you've got someone's phone number that's famous.
Yeah, I just had a chat with Harry and got a number from the phone.
Okay.
Book.
Are we going to do a bit of who the hell are you then?
Yeah. Well, kind of one-way thing.
Right, so obviously, because you know who they are.
Yes.
Right, so this is our game, which we do occasionally, where we just call a person. I don't know who it is.
It's big.
Yep. Okay. They're big A-list, are they?
Big A-list, yeah.
Okay.
No, not fat, Laura. They're big name.
Right. So
no,
I...
not a long name, just well-known A-list, yes.
Okay, good. That's what I was getting to. Thanks. So, I call them up and try and keep them on the phone by saying things like, "Hello, it's me," and try and work out who the hell they are. Right, we'll phone them in a minute, shall we?
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, ages ago, I did promise I'd tell you if you are single, why, and I forgot, because I was too busy doing, "Leave Jim alone!"
Yeah.
Right, I've been sent this by various different people on the email, and it's just one of those random lists, right, which mostly are rubbish, but this one kind of rings true, I think, if you are still on the shelf. If you're thinking to yourself, okay, I'm single, why is that? I'm a nice enough person. Maybe I'm just unlucky in love. I think this comes from Radar magazine. It's reasons why you're single. And if any of these apply to you, then these are probably the reasons why you haven't got with anybody recently.
So this is what you need to change, is it?
Right, this is what you need to change. You have a MySpace page for your pet. See, that's why you're still single.
Yeah.
Georgina Bowman has that off the news, though, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. And while you were away...
She's married.
Yeah, I know.
How does that work?
Oh, it's a bit weird. Yeah. While she were away, her cat won Pet of the Week or something in one of the free London papers.
Well...
Never seen her so happy.
It's a wonder she's attached.
It really is.
Keep a dream diary. Who does that?
A dream diary?
Yeah. So, like, when you wake up, you write down what you've just dreamt about. I mean, what happens there? Do you read it to your friends or what? Oh. I tell you what, come around tonight, right? We'll have a couple of beers and then we can read my dream diary.
Brilliant.
Together. That's second only to looking at other people's holiday photos. Why?
Although you were interested in that dream I had when I told you that I won a stage of the Tour de France. You did like that dream when I told you that dream.
Mildly. Listening to people are so keen to tell you what they dream about, aren't they? As well, it's like, I really don't care, and I don't want to see your holiday photos either. You were there, I wasn't. Another reason why you might be single: consider Maroon 5 sort of your group.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Are you single? Do you think Maroon 5 are kind of your group? That could be a problem. Change that. You're learning to play the bagpipes. I don't think that's that bad. I mean, it's not obviously as attractive as we were discussing last week, because the drums, I mean, that's quite sexy.
But we had bagpipe players saying they were getting a lot of action.
A lot, yeah. Would you fancy a girl that played the bagpipes? It's better than someone learning to play the accordion.
Yeah.
That should be on the list, if you play the accordion.
I'd take the bagpipe. I'd take a bagpipe player over an accordion player, if that was the situation I was in.
So I think they need to cross that one off the list, learning to play the bagpipes. Right. Learning to play the bassoon, yes. No, see? That's horrible. Right. Have written poetry inside a Starbucks. If you've done that, then that's why you're single.
Hang on, I don't understand that. Have written poetry inside a Starbucks?
Yeah, it's obviously some American survey, right?
What, round the cup?
No, you've been in a Starbucks and you've written some poetry.
Oh, I see. Right. I thought you meant you'd written a poetry.
What, on your latte?
Yeah, inside the cup and then given it to somebody.
No, it doesn't mean that. Why would you think inside a Starbucks?
Well, that's why I thought it was a stupid thing.
Right.
Right, sat inside Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah, people don't write poetry inside their mocha frappuccinos.
Shall I just get my coat?
Have more than zero stuffed animals in your bedroom. Absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, that's, I agree.
Seriously, get rid. Otherwise, you're going to be on the shelf for the rest of your life. Ooh, have taken more than one photo of yourself naked. Right, okay. And read your star signs. Yeah. See, I've got a real problem with star signs. Because people only read them when they're single.
Yeah.
Right? Because you want to know the next time you're going to cop off with somebody, right? Yeah, all the single people go, oh, what am I... Pisces. Well, because they want to know if they're going to get with anyone time too.
You glossed over the taking naked photos of yourself, though.
I think it's time for a bit of Fallout Boy here on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So we'll get the video, the really uncomfortable video of Laura trying to do it with Danny from McFly up online as soon as possible. Just have a little bit of a kiss and a cuddle.
Chopper,
yes.
Do I really repulse you that much that you couldn't look?
Yes, definitely.
When you're getting off with somebody...
It's just horrible.
That doesn't want you to get off with them. Yes, that is quite uncomfortable to watch. Yes, it is.
Yes,
I'd look at you.
No, you wouldn't.
If you were doing it.
You wouldn't.
I just think about this as well. We'd never do this the other way around, would we? Let's say that Cheryl Cole from Girls Aloud came in. And like, okay, Chopper, go on, get off with her. Go on, try
no.
it. We wouldn't do that the other way around.
No, for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
Number one being, she'd probably beat me up.
Yeah.
Because she's a tough Geordie lass.
Okay, I've got Kanye West and Booty Love coming up. Right, so we're going to play Who the Hell Are You Now? You've got an A-list number.
Well, they wouldn't...
Are you just saying it's A-list?
No, I'm not saying it's A-list.
Big Brother personal.
In the past, when we've done this, when we did this last time, which was a long time ago, who was the person's number that I gave you? That you had to try and guess who it was and that you rang?
It was Demi Moore, wasn't it?
It was Demi Moore, yeah.
Wow.
Actually, and it was genuinely actually Demi Moore.
How are you getting all these numbers?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
So Harry, because they wouldn't say it on air, but Harry has given me another A-lister.
Okay.
And I have the number, and you can now guess who this is.
All right. Do you want me to dial the number?
Yeah. So he has people to dial for it.
I just got to...
That's my job.
Yeah. Just got to guess who this person is by keeping them on the phone.
A-list.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, right?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah. Good.
Good. How's it going?
That's a relative question. Compared to what?
I'm just wondering how you are. How's it been going? Hello?
Is there a point to this call? Are you just randomly calling? You like my name or what?
I just wanted to call you... to see how you were, because you told me to call you.
Oh, I did.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, when did I tell you that?
Last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
As soon as that, where was I when I told you that?
You were on the phone to me last week.
I was.
Yeah.
Well?
Yeah.
I think you might have got a wrong number.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Who is this?
Who is this?
Yeah. My name's Scott.
My name's Tom.
Okay. Right.
He sounded like he confused you there. How are you? Well, it's all relative, eh?
What? It's a simple question. How are you?
So, obviously, a deep-thinking A-lister.
Okay, so his name is Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, it can't be that Tom, is it?
Which Tom? And Jerry? Which one?
Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
That's not Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise?
No, it is not.
That's what Harry told me. Harry told me that was Tom Cruise.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He told me that was Tom Cruise's number. Now, I have to admit, having heard it, it didn't sound a lot like Tom
Cruise. Not at all.
But that's what he told me.
So I just spoke to Tom Cruise.
Well, according to Harry, I'm wondering whether he's trying to make us look stupid.
Because we always say he's the rubbish drummer.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right. Well, I mean, let's open it out. Who thinks that was Tom Cruise? Because I really, really
do we
don't.
Do we really think we should open it out? Well, I think it was fairly obvious.
The Scott Mills Daily, Radio 1.
It's Zane at 7 tonight. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Kelly.
Where are you, Kelly?
I'm in Belfast.
How can I help?
Well, I was just listening to that piece about why you're still single and had a huge revelation because I've actually written poetry in a Starbucks cup.
Yes! Yes! See? Right, we had another girl on that was saying she works in Starbucks and sees people writing poetry in there all the time. Single people. They're not meeting anyone for the latte, it's just them. But you've actually written it in a Starbucks cup.
Well, I was in Tokyo at the time and I was feeling very arty, so, you know.
See, now who's the stupid one? Me and Kelly are on the same wavelength.
I am 27 and still single, though.
Right, there we are. Sorry to hear that. So you just got a cup of coffee, drank it, and then wrote poetry inside the cup.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, can I ask you some of the others? Do you consider Maroon 5 your sort of group?
Absolutely not. Right.
Okay.
Dream Diary?
No.
You got a MySpace page for your pet?
No.
Lots of cuddly toys?
Yeah.
Oh, in your bedroom?
Maybe.
Oh, no. You're 27. Come on. Have you taken more than one photo of yourself naked?
No.
Right, okay, so it's just the coffee cup.
Are you learning the bagpipes?
No.
Oh. Right, it's just
my softy
side. Just the poetry and the Maroon 5 you've got to sort out. Hope that helps.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I think they've been set up here, I really do. I think Harry has stitched us up from McFly.
So not only can he not drum, he's not a very nice person.
Was this a number that he had in his phone?
No, what happened was, after we finished the interview, I went out there with him and asked him if he could give me a number from his phone book. But he went into a different studio to talk to somebody else at Radio 1, Entertainment News or something. So I left him in that studio. I came in here and did the sport off the top of my head and then went back in there to get a number off Harry. So I didn't actually see him get it out of his phone. He just handed it me on a piece of paper.
Right. It's not Tom Cruise. Not the Tom Cruise.
Well, that's what he said.
Listen to what the guy says.
Is there a point to this call? Are you just randomly calling? You like my name or what?
Right, I'll tell you what he's done, I think. He's looked up Tom Cruise on the internet and just given us the number.
Now, you see, Faye on the text says that.
Right.
Is there a point to this call? Are you just randomly calling? You like my name or what?
Right. So he's looked up a Tom Cruise in some kind of American internet directory.
Right.
Like we did with the American name game. And he's come up with a Tom Cruise, but not the one.
It's not really funny, big or clever.
Really not. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.